It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Dave Pack.
It's good to be with you, Fremont family, on this Next Step Monday as we get to look back to the brand new series we started in the book of Ruth. Some have called Ruth the greatest story ever written. The big idea we saw in these first five verses was this: seeking fullness apart from God leads to emptiness. Now, there was a whole lot of emptiness in these first five verses, but don't worry, this is the backdrop in which fullness will emanate off of. This is the backdrop in which abundance will come from. So right off the bat, we are given our context. It says, in the days the judges ruled. Now, this is a dark context. The book of Judges, which is the time of the book of Ruth, is summed up like this: everyone did what was right in their own eyes. There was no king in Israel. So the spiritual and moral fabric of this time is dark, which makes the book of Ruth shine all the more brightly. So right away, before we're introduced to the names of the people, we're actually introduced to the names of the places. And this is significant. So Old Testament narrative, it speaks through subtleties. So both the land of Bethlehem and the land of Moab are mentioned a couple times, and these places aren't neutral. Bethlehem is in the promised land. It represents blessing, promise, inheritance. Moab is the exact opposite. The land of Moab represents a land of compromise. They were arch enemies of Israel. So this isn't a neutral thing when this guy moves his family to Moab. It's like saying, hey, I'm putting my faith on the shelf to go do my own thing. As we go to verse 2, we're finally introduced to the name. So Elimelech, Naomi, we're introduced to Mahlon and Chilion, who are the sons. But sadly, when we get to the end of verse 5, Elimelech's name is erased. Mahlon's name is erased. Chilion's name is erased. And this is huge because names meant everything. Names represented fullness. Names are the way that the family line was continued. But when we get to the end of this section, the only one left is Naomi. Both her sons have died off, and her daughters-in-law didn't even conceive in that 10 years there. So from a human perspective, it just looks like Naomi she has a death warrant, and that family line is going to die out. Now, we know, thankfully, that's not how the story ends. There's a redeemer waiting back in the promised land who is going to redeem Naomi and Ruth. But remember, the Old Testament, part of it is we are anticipating the coming of Christ. And this points to the greater redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is going to redeem us really from our ultimate enemy, which was sin. You see, sin had so infiltrated humanity that it really would have erased all of us. But the Lord Jesus Christ left his land of promise in order to be erased so that we would not be erased, so that our name wouldn't be erased, so that we could become sons and daughters. And as we continue in the book of Ruth, we're going to watch this redemption take place that points us to our ultimate redemption. And so I would encourage us in closing to think about this as a response. Where are you and I seeking fullness from apart from Christ? And as we ponder this question this week, I will be praying with you, and I look forward to what God's going to do for the rest of our time in the book of Ruth.